Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit upon His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in His presence, and He will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed Me. I was thirsty and you gave Me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited Me into your home. I was naked and you gave Me clothing. I was sick and you cared for Me. I was in prison and you visited Me." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when do we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the King will say, "I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, My brothers and sisters, you were doing it to Me." Then the King will turn to those on the left and say, "Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed Me. I was thirsty and you didn't give Me a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't invite Me into your home. I was naked and you didn't give Me clothing. I was sick and in prison and you didn't visit Me." Then they will reply, "Lord, when do we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And He will answer, "I tell you the truth, when you refused to help the least of these, My brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help Me." And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. Verses 31 through 46, Matthew chapter 25. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the gift of Your Word. Thank You for the ways Your Word guides us, molds us, shapes us, teaches us, and empowers us to be Your disciples, to be Your followers, to be the servant You've called us to be. Father, anoint us afresh today with the spirit of compassion. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that we live in a world full of people that have been beaten up by the world and left for dead. Help us to live so that daily we see the world through Your eyes and we see things through Your heart, and that we react as You are calling us to react by loving those to Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that You'd speak through this broadcast today. I ask that You'd speak through Pastor Joseph. I ask that You'd speak through our guest today. Father, I just want to say thank You so much for loving us first. And Father, I ask that You'd strengthen the church and call the church out to step out more in faith and to step out more in obedience of loving as You have loved us. Thank You so much, Father, for being so personal. Thank You so much for dying on the cross for our sins. And thank You so much for loving us even in our lowest moments. In Your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." You know, on an ongoing basis, pretty regularly, we deal with the fact that we live in a world full of spiritual warfare. Like it or not, the fact is we deal with that. Life is not a beach. Life is not a park. Life is a battlefield. And we're wise to be well-equipped warriors and to function as well-equipped warriors who know how to take the armor of God and put it to use in our lives every single day. We have had the privilege of having some young people to come in to read passages and books of Scripture on the broadcast in recent days. And one of our ongoing goals behind that, of course, is to encourage adults and young people to start the habit of reading God's Word absolutely every single day. Remember, the most powerful weapon in all the universe is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. How important it is that we're daily filling our hearts and our minds with the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, praying the Word of God, putting it to work. How important it is that we take that very, very serious. So if you don't already have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, our encouragement to you is that you'll start that habit today. It might be the same chapter 3 times over. It might be 3 different chapters, but consuming the Word of God daily is a very important battle strategy for each of us. And parents, having your children to read 3 chapters out loud to you every day is so important as well, because again, the Word of God is the most powerful weapon for us as adults and the most powerful weapon for children to put to use in their lives on the battlefields of life. Sharing once again from Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, it tells us these words. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right word so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians 6. Lord, thank you again for your word, which equips us and prepares us for the daily battlefields of life. Lord, help us to be wise enough to put your word to work in our lives as we read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it every day. And help us to be wise enough to make it a priority to help our children to plant your powerful word in their hearts and their minds daily, each and every day as well. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We are blessed to have as our phone guest today, Yolanda Izquierdo. She is a phone coach with the National H3 Helpline, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about that. But Yolanda, how are you today?
Good morning, Pastor Joseph. I'm fine, and thank you so much for having me today.
An honor to have you on. And Yolanda, I know you are a friend and an associate of the Justice Foundation, but you work with a ministry that's a national helpline. So I want to ask, Yolanda, would you take time to a little further introduce yourself and tell our listeners what the H3 Helpline is, what its mission, what it's about, please?
Yes. The H3 Helpline is a national after-abortion helpline, and we offer help, hope, and healing for those who are suffering after the pain of abortion. It's a safe and confidential place where people, both women and men, can call and talk to someone about the pain and guilt and suffering that they're going through after having had an abortion. There's really nowhere safe sometimes that you can go to talk to anyone about your abortion, and this is a safe place that they can go to. And we also offer resources where they can continue the healing process. We're stepping stones, actually, where we can provide them with further resources such as online support groups or to get them in touch with other retreats like such as Rachel's Vineyard or just other platforms and just to find resources for them to get more healing for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, to put it another way, would this be correct to say then the helpline is a national hotline, people that have been down the road of abortion who may be hurting or needing someone to talk to or needing counseling or encouragement after they've made the decision of having an abortion. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, they're correct. And every once in a while, we actually even do get calls from women contemplating abortion. And so we do try to explain to them the long-term and life-changing, you know, complications and devastation feelings of and life-changing, I'm sorry, of what happens to your life when you do have an abortion. Your life is never the same. Mm. It does change everything.
Right. Okay. Well, Yolanda, as we begin, would you take time now specifically to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what the Lord would say to them through the broadcast today, persons who, some of which are post-abortive, who've been down that road, but then there are those who may not have, but maybe being called by the Lord to get involved in some way. But would you pray for our listeners to receive all the Lord wants them to receive through the broadcast today?
Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. Father, please let those listeners who have experienced an abortion, Father, some of have buried these experiences so far deep that they feel that they don't need any healing, that they've forgotten them or they've buried them so deep that they feel that they're okay and it hasn't affected their life any and that they don't have any effects of it, but little do they know that their relationships are affected, their jobs, their homes, it's the pain that is still lingering. It's there, and just open their eyes to it and let them know that there's complete healing and that you offer that. And for those people that haven't experienced it, give them eyes to be empathetic to people and just offer comfort and just to help them to know that people are hurting and that people just need to a listening ear and just to help them know that there's to offer love and support and just to let them know that there's a loving Father who can offer healing for all of us. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yolanda. We're coming up on a break in just a few moments, though. But we do appreciate you coming on the broadcast today. And as we begin, I believe you were going to share your own personal testimony and your journey and then go on to share about your work with the mission behind the National Helpline. Now, again, the H3 stands. Tell me again what that stands for.
It stands for Help, Hope, and Healing.
Okay. So the full name is the National Help, Hope, and Healing Helpline. Would that be correct to say it that way?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. All right. Father, thank you again for Yolanda. Thank you for her fellow workers that have such an important task of ministering to persons who've been down the road of abortion and who may be hurting or in need of counseling and encouragement. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing of grace, mercy, and empowerment. Help them to be available vessels through which your Holy Spirit can reach to minister effectively and faithfully to these persons, to minister to them so that, and I pray that more and more you use them so that people would come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior and come to know forgiveness, healing, and wholeness as they are the vessels that you would have them to be for this important task. Anoint them with the grace they need for this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Yolanda Izquierdo of the National H3 Helpline. We'll be right back.
It's God. with a stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Yolanda Izquierdo. She's a phone coach with the National H3 Helpline. And so, Yolanda, at this time, we'd like to invite you just to dive right in as you share your own testimony and journey with the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor. And just to give out the number for the National Helpline, it's 866-721-7881. And it is a number that someone is available 24/7. We're available through text or calling. So,
okay, repeat the number. Repeat that number one more time, please.
It's 866-721-7881, and phone coaches are available 24/7, and there's also texting available certain hours of the day. But please, if anyone just feels like they need to call, that someone is always available. And the phone coaches that do answer, each of us have experienced the pain of abortion, so we understand the pain that someone is going through, so we're able to relate and able to help and help people process. But yes, my own experience with abortion started over 40 years ago. When I was 18 years old, I got pregnant, and I came from a Christian family. I was in a Christian Catholic school, and unfortunately, I was one of those teens that just did not feel loved by my parents. My parents, they did care for me. They loved me in their own way. excuse me, but they just, I did not feel, they were not very loving. And when I found a boyfriend, I thought that sex was a way of, was love, and that was not what that was. And eventually I did end up pregnant, and unfortunately the boyfriend that I was involved with, he was not in a good situation. He was from a troubled family himself, and could not provide any help. And when I had told him I was pregnant, didn't offer any kind of support, didn't offer any support at all. Just basically didn't say anything. And my family didn't offer any support at all either. I did go back and forth quite a bit being Catholic, because I thought that is an abortion was something that I would not ever want to do. And I did think that, okay, I could have the baby and, you know, somehow make it, but I was just out of high school. And I thought, well, somehow I could do it. I was out of school. I didn't have a job. I didn't have anything, but I thought somehow I could make it. But I did not have any support. My family, you know, understandably was very upset with me. They didn't offer any support. They said I was on my own. I didn't get any support from the baby's father. And so ultimately I chose abortion because I thought, because of all the pressures also from everywhere, I thought that would be the best thing. And I got to the point of thinking, you know, I just didn't want to be pregnant anymore. I just thought this would be the best thing. And I just thought, if I just wasn't pregnant anymore, you know, everything, all these problems would go away. I would be okay. And it would be all right then. And I could just go back to normal. And as a family member told me, well, it was not, this is not what they meant, but that I would be taking the easy way out. And little did they know, this was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. And it was far from the easy way out. It's been something that I have lived with every single day of my life for over 40 years. And it led to a very, very dark road. Mm-hmm. It led to drinking, promiscuity. It led to some drugs. It led to isolation. It led to I was estranged from my family. I was estranged from God, because I felt that God at this point, why would God want anything to do with me? Especially after having had an abortion, I thought, why God wouldn't want anything to do with me. So I stopped going to church. I was in a very, very dark place. And I stayed away for so long. And it was over 40 years. And I was so depressed for so long. And slowly, I started going back to church. And even still, I would sit in church and I would hear the word, and I knew the word, and I would still think, yes, I know Jesus died for me. I know he died for our sins, but, I was one of those people just sat there and think, but, you know, but did they know, you know, did they know what I did? How could I be forgiven for this? You know, I killed my baby. How in the world could I be forgiven? And so I just never thought that. I knew that Jesus died for all my sins, but I just always thought that this was just one of those things that it just wasn't possible. So fortunately, I had met a friend who had confided in me, with me, that she had had an abortion, and she attended a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. Mm-hmm. And I had actually went to a Forgiven and Set Free abortion recovery. It's like a 9-week abortion recovery, and you go every week. And I did okay, but I didn't, honestly, I knew there was so much pain behind it. I didn't put my all in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't really do the homework like I should have. I was just, there was so much pain from my abortion that I just, like, the time before it was time to go to class, I would not really, like, I would, like, quickly do my homework and, like, not really put my all in it. And I thought, so when my friend told me about Rachel's Vineyard, I thought, that's okay. I don't need to go to that. Okay. I've already done my abortion recovery. Mm-hmm. And, I went ahead and I looked into it, and I went through New Heart of Texas Ministries, which offers Rachel's Vineyard. And that's also where the helpline falls under. And, I decided to go ahead and attend Rachel's Vineyard, which is a 3-day retreat. And that, Pastor Joseph, was life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. That was where it was, I mean, I couldn't leave. It was all 3-day intensive. It wasn't something that I could just, like, you know, do at the last minute, do my homework at the last minute. It was something that, it was there. I was there with all other women that had gone through the pain of abortion. I was able to process my loss and grieve over the loss of my baby. And I was able to process all the pain, and I realized I had a lot of anger, not only at myself, but actually even at my family and at the baby's father. And I didn't realize how much anger I had. And so that was very healing and freeing. Mm-hmm. And I actually learned the term about when it meant, what it meant when it says it, about the freedom that you find with the Lord and mm-hmm. how much freedom there was. And so that was so life changing for me. And once I went through that, and that was, mind you, after 40 years mm-hmm. after my abortion. Hmm. And after that, I realized I just want to help other women who are going through this, because for so long, I did not have anybody to talk to. And there were times when I so desperately needed to talk to someone because I was so depressed. And there was a time, one time I did confide in a friend, and that backfired on me because she got angry at me. So all that did was shut me down and kept me quiet for decades more. And I couldn't mm-hmm. talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. So this is when I finally realized, okay, there's got to be something somewhere where women can go and talk, because that's the whole thing about abortion. It's such a silent, you can't talk to anybody about it because of all the controversy about it. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And yet the way to heal is to be able to talk about it. Because mm-hmm. if you can't talk about it, you can't heal. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. when I found out about H3, I jumped on it. And that's when I found out, it's like, I really want to go through, I want to do this. I want to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. So
you wanted to give back. It was a way where you could give back to minister to other women who'd been down that road as you had. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Yolanda, can you tell me, now, would you suggest that every individual that's been down the road of abortion, every person that's had an abortion, should go to a post-abortive Bible study or to attend a Rachel's Vineyard retreat as well?
I think quite a lot should, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. You know, because until you've gone through one, you don't realize the type of freedom that you find with the whole process and finding that forgiveness from God and mm-hmm. realizing that all of our sins are forgiven, because Jesus wasn't on the cross and dying and saying, I'm dying for everyone except for the women who have, well, women and men who are involved with the process of abortion. Mm-hmm. So he died for all of our sins.
That's right.
So, So, yes, I mean, it's healing. And it's so amazing, all the underlying factors that fall through with abortion. It's like, you know, like I've struggled with an eating disorder, and I know women who struggle with alcoholism or drug addictions or relationships, and it's amazing all the things that affect your life once you've had an abortion. Women can say, oh, it doesn't bother me, it hasn't been a thing, but I can guarantee you there is something that it affects. It affects their life, even the anger. Mm-hmm. I was so surprised how, when I realized how much anger I had, I never associated all the anger I had to my abortion. Because I was angry for a long time, and I never connected the dots. Mm-hmm. And until I had gone through the recovery, I didn't realize how much of it was connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that released quite a lot of that.
Okay. Would you share that hotline one more time if someone listening maybe wants to call? Share the hotline, please.
Yes, it's 866-721-7881. And it is a 24/7, 365 days national hotline. And we even get calls from all over the world. I've spoken to women from England, South Africa, Australia, Canada. We've spoken to women from everywhere. Mm. So we're starting to get calls from everywhere. Yes.
Okay. And you stay pretty busy, would you say?
We do. Mm. And we are on a 24-hour shift, so that someone's on every day.
Well, Yolanda, I'm gonna jump in right here. We're gonna pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Yolanda Esquerdo. She's a phone coach with the National H3 Helpline. We'll be right back. David Crowder with He Loves Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour. How He Loves is that title. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our phone guest today is Yolanda Esquerdo. She's a phone coach with the National H3 Helpline. And Yolanda, you were going to share with us just some of your experiences ministering to individuals on the helpline.
Yes, Pastor Joseph. And again, that number is 866-721-7881, and it is a 24/7 helpline.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we get calls from women and men, and the majority is women, but we have gotten calls from women who have experienced past abortions, some from 4 days ago, 4 hours ago, to 4 years, to 40 years ago. It ranges. And to some who have, they're getting triggered to where they're seeing babies or their, you know, relatives are having babies, or they're just, you know, things are happening and they're just upset. Or they're sad and angry, or they're having a really difficult time coping, and they're reaching out for help. And so we have had some really difficult times. We have also have received calls from women who have had surgical abortions, and also now a lot from women who are experiencing calls from women who are using the abortion pill, the chemical pill.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, those are happening. We're getting calls from women as they happen. And some of those, you know, we cannot help them because they're usually medical calls. And those are very difficult. And sometimes they're seeking help. And, you know, we can't offer any medical help, of course. And, mm-hmm. you know, all we can offer them is prayer and just to offer them to... It's prayer and to offer this recovery and just to let them know that there's love and forgiveness for mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the calls that we get, all you hear is crying. They can't even say anything. Mm-hmm. And I just let them know that it's okay. I just let them know that it's just to give them time, just to let them know that I'm there for them. And I just let them know that I'm there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let them know that they're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just remind them that the Lord is there and that there's forgiveness.
So
we have had some calls where we've had women, especially the ones with the chemical abortions, that they've actually... unfortunately have passed their babies and have actually buried them in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. I mean, and they're devastated, needless to say,
mm-hmm.
and are just, and can't cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're devastated.
Well,
and
yeah.
they're having such a difficult time.
Yolanda, would it be accurate to say then that You really minister to a lot of people in a lot of pain that they've experienced as a result of their abortion.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And most of them, it's like, and it's so funny because some think it's just their hormones and they think that, oh, it's just, I'm going to get back to normal. And it's like things don't go back to normal, and I don't want to scare them, and I try to get them to understand it's like life doesn't go back to normal after this. It's like just but to help them, let them know that there is healing available. Life is never the same after an abortion. It just isn't. It's just something that you never forget. You can try to put it aside, but it doesn't ever go away. And there's so much pain associated with it. It's like with any kind of pain, you do things to numb yourself, to try to forget, but eventually it comes back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do things, you drink or you eat or you spend money or you do things to try to forget, but it doesn't make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps coming back. And until you face it and deal with it, that's when you can start dealing with it and heal from it. And that's when we try to just talk to them and let them know that there's healing as possible and just to let them know that it's work and it's a process. It's not something that just goes away, but that it's something that they can live with and it doesn't have to be so overwhelming that their life can... It's something that they can live with in their life.
Mm-hmm. Can you share that number one more time?
Yes, sir. It's 866-721-7881.
All right. And so you said, Yolanda, you said a good many women, but some men call as well. And are the men basically in largely the same place? They're in a lot of pain, regret, and just wanting some relief. Is that sort of where they generally seem to be coming from as well?
Some are, yes. Some are supportive with the women as far as trying to provide them with help. One I spoke to recently, you could tell in his voice he was very concerned about her. And just, it's funny because he said that she's just not the same. And I said, no, she's not. And that he was just very concerned about her. And I, we do have a gentleman who is on call that we will speak to them, but we will also have him give them a call so that way they can speak to him also. So that way get from a man's perspective. So that way just to help them. But yes, we do occasionally do get calls from men. So, cause this is not just a woman's issue. Mm-hmm. Women did not get pregnant on their own. This is definitely a women and men's issue.
That's right.
So.
All right. Share that number one more time, please.
It's 866-721-7881.
All right. Well, Yolanda, our time is almost gone. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the hotline and why it's an important tool for people before our time ends today?
Yes, just to let people know that it's a safe, confidential place where women and men can go and talk and to get support. There's no judgment. We're there to listen. We're there to offer help and just to be stepping stones for them and just to be open and just to let us to provide help for them. Mm-hmm. And just we're there for them as they need whenever they're ready. We're there for them. Mm-hmm. So just any time of the day, any hour, it doesn't matter that we're available. So whenever they're ready, just to please call.
Okay. And how would you encourage the church to pray for the work and the ministry of the H3 Helpline?
Oh, my goodness. This is a real subject. This is happening all over the country, regardless if it's in a state that is where abortion is illegal. It is still happening. So just to provide support, because there are women and men sitting in church every Sunday that are hurting and are in pain, and they're silent and they can't say anything. They may say that they're fine, but their hearts are breaking inside. And I speak to them all the time, and they say they're Christian, and they are, they're Christian, but they've just had an abortion, and they're married, and they've just had an abortion. And it's, for whatever reason, they justify it, but the church needs to be able to speak to them and just to let them know that to provide some kind of healing and to provide some kind of support for them and to let them know that the Lord is there and there's forgiveness and hope and there's not judgment, but that there's support and forgiveness and love and empathy.
All right. Well, Yolanda, I want to take time now to pray for you and your fellow workers at the National H3 Helpline. Father, thank you for Yolanda. Thank you for her coworkers. Thank you for the work you've called them to in working with the National H3 Helpline. And thank you, Father, for the fact that they're there to be your vessels, to be used to minister to these precious individuals. Father, anoint Yolanda and her fellow workers with wisdom, grace, and just a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Empower them to walk in wisdom, grace, and understanding to know how to effectively minister to and encourage these individuals and point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and more raise up more people, intercessors, that will pray for this important outreach and ministry as well. Just anoint the whole hotline with an even greater anointing and let the name of Jesus be lifted up mightily through its work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today, you might possibly be an individual who's gone down the road of abortion and you recognize that you're struggling or going through a difficult time. Or you may be someone who that's not been your story at all, but you somehow or another recognize that you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We'd like to invite you to take that step today. if you'd like to be saved and fully commit your heart and life to the Lord, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray and seek you in prayer daily. Help me to obey what I learn from your word daily as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you pray that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch with us. Please do. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you and the work of the National H3 Helpline. Would you share with our listeners one more time that hotline if someone is wanting to call? Would you share the hotline?
Yes, sir. It's 866-721-7881.
All right. Yolanda, please keep up the great work, and we want to continue to pray for you and your co-workers, all right?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
All right. And we do invite every listener, please pray for the work of the National H3 Helpline as they continue to minister to people. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.